Life is hard. This show, The Southern Style Medium, is all about understanding your life struggles, why they happen, and how to fix them. Get ready to be enlightened with life tools and free readings each week by renowned psychic medium, life coach, and motivational speaker, Sharon Pugh, fondly known as the Southern Style Medium for her warm, humorous, and tell-it-like-it-is approach. And now your host, Sharon Pugh.
Hey, everybody. This is Sharon Pugh, and I've got my co-host, Matthew Brandau, with me. Hi, Matt.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Barely. Where are you at?
I'm in China.
Yeah. Yeah, no. He actually lives in Germany.
I'm fine. How are you doing, Sharon?
Oh, doing great. So, I'm sorry that we missed last week's show. We had a really bad lightning storm here. And so I didn't want to be, connected to the internet and especially have my headphones plugged into the computer with a landline. It was really bad. A horse near me got struck by lightning. So it was an unusual lightning and thunderstorm that we had.
Does that redefine horsepower?
It does. You always have a comeback for everything, don't you?
Sorry.
Well,
the funny thing is that if you can imagine, Sharon has very long black hair. So if you can imagine she gets shot by electricity, her hair turns into this, I don't know, what do you describe it as, but big.
I've got big hair anyway. When I was 3 years old, I was bald. I had no hair. And as I grew older, my hair came in and they got thicker and thicker and thicker. So everybody knew me as the girl that has all that hair. You remember that girl that has all that hair? That's how people remember me. And, to this day, I still have really thick hair, and I don't have a thyroid. So by medical terms, I shouldn't have any hair. So, weird. But,
okay. I'm sorry, I've been in the medical field for a very long time. So when you throw the fact that you don't have a thyroid and connect that with hair, most people are going to go, oh, okay, whatever that means. No idea.
It makes not having a thyroid makes your hair fall out. The hormones that you need to grow hair are in the thyroid.
Part of it, yeah. That's true.
I think that's right. But
part of it.
So I know anyway, you know more than me. But today, this is a topic just kind of between you and me and everybody listening. We have been working with a lot of people that are really in a place of anger and sadness and anxiety and despair. And the great thing, the reason why I think we came up with this show idea is because my perception of maybe why people are angry, and feeling depressed and having these negative emotions is a little bit different than yours. Because I know we talked a little bit about this. So I like the fact that where we see it coming from is from two different angles.
This is true.
Okay.
This is very true.
All right. Do you want me give my take on maybe why we're at, in this world today, 2018?
Okay, let's first. My idea would be to first.
Let's give out our contact, because once we get going, we will absolutely kind of get lost in what we're talking about.
Exactly.
All right. What's your contact information, Matt?
God@god.com.
I know. There you go. All right.
No. All right. My contact information, the best way to get a hold of me is through psychicmatthew.com. Get on there. You can either do one or two things. You can have an instant call, which is per minute charge, or you can go for a prepaid hour-long, half an hour or 15-minute call now. Here's the trick. If you want to go for the prepaid half hour or hour-long call, keep in mind, you can actually segment that call. So if you want to do two 15s for a half an hour reading total, you could do that. If you want to do a half an hour reading and a half an hour reading at another date, you could do that. So don't worry about how the phone call gets segmented. And also, if it's paid for an hour and I'm talking to you about something important and the message needs to be completed and we're at the hour mark, don't worry, I'm not going to hang up on you. I'm not going to request more money. I'm going to finish the reading at that time. If it goes 5 or 10 minutes over, relax. Don't panic. That's what I want people to know.
Okay, and Click My Psychic, which is a new site of yours.
Ah, yes. For other psychics that are out there, that are listening in right now, I am doing what most of the other websites do, but at no charge. If you want to list yourself with us, you can. Picture, website, telephone, if you have a Click for Advisor link, video, mass media, social media, it doesn't matter. I will list all of that on your own personal page for free. Go to clickmypsychic.com, fill out the application, and we'll get you started.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Yeah, I wanted to mention that because I was recently added to Click My Psychic, and I see it growing. It's a great site. It's free, you know, so take advantage of it. If you want to book a reading with me, Sharon Pugh, go to SharonPugh.com or SouthernStyleMedium.com. And you can also find me on Bob Olson Best Psychic Directory and Shay Parker's Best American Psychic for instant readings. So either two of those sites, you can get a pay by minute. You control what you pay. You can pay as much as you want or as little as you want. And you can find me on Facebook under Sharon Pugh.
Now, how do you spell your name?
It's, I know you ask me this every single time. All right. It's P. This is how I explain it when I go somewhere and they go P or T. No, it's P as a puppy, U-G-H, Sharon Pugh, pronounced like church pew.
Cool. Okay. Now, as you've said before, we're thinking about a discussion here about some major frustrations that are going on in the world, and the world is showing it through the communication of mass media and the news. And as you said, Sharon, we were thinking about having that discussion today about the negativity because it is so incredibly prevalent right now. It's in every conversation that people are having, what's going on in the USA, what's going on in the other parts of the world, and how it's affecting us in such a negative way on all fronts. So that's why Sharon is the first one who said, let's talk about this anger and this frustration and what's going on and how it's affecting us personally. Right, Sharon?
Yeah, it, you know, exactly. And, you know, and this is just something that I'll share. You know, 4th of July was yesterday. And I know that you mentioned something to me earlier, something that your sister said. But I tell you,
oh my God, yes,
little of what happened to me last night. And I'm, you know, I'm an easygoing person. It takes a lot to ruffle my feathers. And it was about 9 o'clock, and everything was kind of quiet. We live way out in the country. I've got a horse farm, but behind me they built a lot of these homes. You know, the developer sold off a lot of the land. You know, homes went up. So the homes were not there last year. And about 9:20, it sounded like one of these fireworks that you would probably hear in Washington, D.C. or New York City. I'm talking about Star Spangled Banner up in the air, you know, holy crap, here we go. And I've got a barn, you know, with animals in it that's like 100 feet away from where they were shooting off the fireworks. They had all congregated in an empty cul-de-sac. And my horse is running around in the stall, and it's like 10 by 10 space, so just not much space, and he's running around. I'm in my pajamas, I get in my truck, no shoes on, and I zoom over there, and I'm like, my hair's going all over the place, and I'm just screaming, stop it, you're going to kill my horse. And they all look at me like, you know, lady, it's 4th of July and we're going to shoot off fireworks. Their intentions were to have fun. You know, they were there to have fun. But there was no connection when I said the fireworks are 100 feet away from my animals. My horse is spinning around and running around in the stall. He will kill himself. There was no connection with anybody that heard what I was saying because they were so self-consumed with shooting off these enormous fireworks. And it made me angry. And I was more angry at the lack of empathy or the lack of connection of what could happen to an animal. And, you know, I know we planned this show way before that happened, but I'm like, you know, man, this is just validation that it's, you know, it's not really people that are dysfunctional. It's our social systems that are dysfunctional, you know, through everything that we have means to, you know, a computer, a phone, you know, instant news, live feeds. We watch these horrific things happen, and we see it so many times that we become we're not sensitive or apathetic or empathetic to what's happening to another person. It just becomes, we become like an observer. And this is kind of where, you know, and I really meditated on this and asked for a deeper meaning, and this is going to go really deep. But I think that our soul and our physical body are not syncing together. I think our DNA and nervous systems are changing to keep up with all of this violence, fear, and self-preservation that we have. And our nervous systems are kind of like outdated technology. It has to change and evolve to keep up with what's going on in the world. I don't know, what do you think?
Well, this is why we have the male versus the female in our world. I have a different perspective, but it also tends to congeal with your version of this situation that we're in quite well, but it's just from a different angle. Now, right now, you've hit some major, major points. So the most significant points that there are. Number one is you described the lack of empathy from these people who are unaware of their immediate surroundings, and their first priority is the joy of the celebration. And unfortunately, the impact was direct on your animals, but they were ignorant to this particular situation. And in all reality, those people would probably remain ignorant to that, because when they get home, they probably are not going to be looking around the immediate area to find out what's there, other than their daily chores that they go into the town for. That being said, the rest of the input comes from the TV media sources and computer sources. And right now, there is a major upheaval, a shift in what is going on worldwide. And we are no longer isolated to just our town and the town newspaper or the local telephone calls, where we talk to our neighbors. And that's where we got our news from, was when we actually had neighbors. And these days, there's not many places where we have neighbors anymore. In most major cities, that's gone. You might have a next door neighbor, but most of the time you're just texting them anyways. You're not actually going over knocking on their door. So, you know, because now we have such an influx of this information, we don't know how to handle it. We have no idea how to handle it. And unfortunately, the only people that have a grip on how this information flows are the ones that want money. And they need that money by accessing the best possible resource to keep that fluid. How do they keep that fluid? By invigorating the emotion of anger, because anger is the one thing that we pay the attention to the most intensely. We love being happy, but happy does not sell anything. And they've learned this. So anger is being sold. Mistrust is being sold. And all of those combinations together are creating a very different world that we now live in. And unfortunately, one of those problems that's also increased with this technological breakthrough is instant satisfaction. And it's no longer an addiction that we're dealing with here. This is a normalcy. This is how it is now. People accept this as it is this way. It's no longer, hey, is it going to change? People don't look for that anymore. Now they just look for, how do I adapt? How do I make it the best for what it is? And I think that's one reason why this radio show is here. I mean, Sharon, look at it from the beginning. You said in your introduction, you are a motivational speaker. You're giving tools to the people to learn how to move forward with their life and to understand their life better. And I think this is a critical show just for that. It's to understand not just what the anger is that we're talking about, but it's how do we look at it? How do we understand it? So that when we see next time, we'll say, you know what, I heard this show the other day, and maybe I need to understand and filter out what is actually being given to me through all of these outlets and these sources. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. You know, and there are so many aspects to the different emotions that we'll go over in this segment. We're going to take a quick break, but come back with Sharon and Matt. We will be right back.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
My name is Meera Batra, and this is How I Live United. Many families have come to America for a better life. I advocate for these families with United Way. United Way empowers them to see opportunities available. We help them get involved with their kids, schools, and network within the community. My name is Meera Batra. I help families see opportunity and succeed. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
I hope she washes her shirt too.
Oh, God.
Hello, folks. We are back on the radio show, and Sharon and I are chit-chatting with you today. Sorry, Sharon, I kind of just jumped in on that one. We are talking about anger, and even more so, I'm going to throw a little twist in this, which I'm sure Sharon will agree with, is anger management. And it's not just the realization that we have a lot of negativity going on in the world, and we don't need to mention all of the sources of where it's coming from. Everybody hears it on the media. But the real trick behind this is to understand how it should actually affect you. And that is something I think we're going to probably talk about, is giving you the tools to help you to understand what to do. Because most people say, my God, how do I deal with this? And Sharon, you mentioned something earlier about my sister. And what happened was, I asked her in an email, I said to her in an email, I hope you have a good 4th of July. And her response was, I'm not celebrating the 4th of July. I am disgusted with things in this country. And I left it at that. I didn't ask her why or anything like that, because I already know why. And that's, we're not going to turn this into a political show. But what I did want to bring up is that even in my own family, there are people who are getting frustrated with so many different things. And I asked her, where did she get this from? And she named, lo and behold, mass media sources. And I said, well, no wonder you're angry. They're selling it to you. You're buying into this stuff, and that's the sad part. If you don't buy into it, you'll find that you can calm down. But how do you avoid that when the news is just that, and you want to find out what's going on in the world, let alone in your backyard, in your local neighborhood? So, Sharon, what kind of ideas would you give people to avoid this blowout anger and this fierce, intense short-temperedness that people have? And this short temper, this is flash temper with the idea behind it that you have the potential for doing some major damage to another person that is not controlled. It's getting out of control. So Sharon, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to say that more and more people, I mean, because by, you know, by percentage-wise, roughly 20% of the population suffers depression. But from depression stems anger and anxiety, which are symptoms of depression. And it's obvious, I mean, to kind of go off and rattle off why we are the way that we are, you know, we've kind of gone over that. It's, you know, through the changes in society, it's through the way that we communicate, you know, by relationships. We fall in love with people that we've never met. You know, we do online, you know, online dating, and we can correspond with somebody for months on end and fall in love and agree to get married before we even come face to face. So there is a disconnect and a deprivation, almost like we are regressing back, you know, into, you know, isolation. And, you know, I saw something on TV about a company called Grubhub that it's like, don't come to the restaurant, let the restaurant come to you. They will bring food from the restaurant. So we're going to be getting away from going out to dinner, going shopping. We're having drones deliver things. So the isolation, the change in the way that we communicate, we can't express ourselves. So we have all of these bottled up emotions that's spilling over and affecting our jobs, our relationships with our children, you know, our marriages, you know, our partnerships. The list goes on and on. So I actually designed a program. I haven't had a chance to do a lot with it, but I call it Soul Override. And what I teach people to do for any circumstances, whether you're having depression, anxiety, anger, and, you know, first and foremost, I tell people, I'm not a psychiatrist, I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a doctor. Go see your doctor. Go through the Western medicine realm first. If you still are having problems, come back to me and I will work with you on this Soul Override. And basically what it is the soul stepping outside of the physical body. And let's say you are in the process of making a big move. You're moving where you live, you're changing jobs, and you're having a tremendous amount of anxiety. You're not sleeping, you're not, you know, you're just not feeling good. It's closing your eyes and seeing your soul move out of one side of the body. And then that energy, that life force, because our soul is energy. It's electromagnetic fields. It's what triggers K2 meters when we go do a paranormal investigation. And so it's a ball of energy. So you take that energy to work on your physical body, because the physical body and the soul are not connected. So if you are having insomnia, you move your soul out and say, okay, my soul is telling my physical body to relax. My soul is telling my physical body that it's very sleepy. My soul is telling my physical body that it's time to go to sleep. And okay. I promise you, you do this, you will yawn.
Oh, I don't want to yawn right now.
No. You have to do it. Your soul has to do it. It's like you have to do it yourself. And it can be for anything. If you're feeling, you know, depressed or anxious, it's, you know, you just move, see that light that fills your physical body. Because our soul is bigger than our physical body could ever be. But you move it out, and it works on whatever is going on with you that you need fixed. So it's kind of like taking, you know, letting it take over and take care of it. So what are your thoughts?
Well, I would have to, well, that was a lot to absorb. What I'll do is I'll say that if we are to look at the soul, we have to consider how old it is, number one, and its awareness. It's aware of much, much more in its own memory, and it goes back millions of years. And we have to look at our consciousness that we have in our brains, which is only for this lifetime. And in this lifetime, we got a lot of stupid things happening that we're trying to learn. And I will say one thing that's kudos to you is that from what I've been learning lately from another source is that our soul, and many people that I've talked to, Sharon, you're not going to believe this, but I've talked with many people and they're actually feeling a soul jump. Now, that's my own definition. That is not a definition that most people hear. I'm just using it as my own. They're actually, the soul seems to be lifting out of their body, almost like an astral projection, but it's their soul that's coming out, shaking its head, going, what is going on? And then it comes back into their body, and people are having this experience more and more. And they're kind of confused as to why it is they're experiencing this. And when they do, the whole world around them that they're seeing for that split moment is completely surreal. Nothing is solid. Nothing is real. Everything is, it's very, what's the word for it? It's interpreted as something completely different. So we are dealing with a major issue that's coming up, and our souls, I think, are more prepared for it than our physical bodies are. So I think you brought up a very solid point about that. That's what I would say.
Could this soul jumping, you know, kind of coming out of the body be because, and this is a fleeting thought of mine.
Cool.
That higher dimensions are overlapping our third and fourth dimensions.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Right now, what's going on right now is people are talking about a shift in the dimensions on this earth. Now, this is really interesting. For like it. People think of dimensions that are coming in and going out as something that we can't see it, we can't feel it, and therefore it must be something that is unseeable, and it's something that we will never be witness to. What people need to realize is that the dimensions are shifting around our third dimension constantly. Human beings shift in and out of the fourth dimension on a daily basis. They just have no idea they're doing it. Fourth dimensions exist everywhere. Fifth dimensions are on this earth while you're walking through them. How's that for a grasp? What do you think of that?
You know, is this why we can be walking to another room? And I, this just came to mind. Sometimes I receive messages. Kind of like a little while ago, I asked you if when I was talking, I heard a male go, stop. So I don't, you know, you might be able to play this back and catch that EVP. So I hope he's with you and not me. Because I don't know if he wanted me to shut up or, you know, what he wanted. But, you know, yeah, we're constantly moving through, you know, spirit energy. But with what you just said, you know, something came to mind is, you know how we can walk into another room and as soon as we get there, we forget why we're there or we're driving and right. We go a mile or two and we don't even remember going a mile, you know, a mile or two. Could that be those higher dimensions, us just kind of going through?
Absolutely. The thing is that when we go into them, we're not going into them necessarily with the physical body. We're going into with the spiritual body. And our spiritual body is much, much more than just the physical body. Much, much more. Our spiritual body has the ability to go places while we're consciously driving down the road. It doesn't mean our consciousness is going with it. We're still paying attention, but now we're diverted and our subconscious is kind of going into a fantasy land. So yes, but it does not mean you're in danger. What it just means is that for a moment, you have drifted off. Some people call it daydreaming. And that's also known as the scientific term. You're just daydreaming and time goes by. Well, that's great for the scientific purpose of it. But is there more? In the metaphysical field, we believe that there is. And in some particular science labs where they have conducted experiments for the purpose of metaphysical events that are to be measured and documented and possibly have a theory or a thesis completed, is in the metaphysical approach. And that is why we can say with certainty from a scientific perspective, not scientific fact, is that we actually have the ability to leave our bodies subconsciously or in a spiritual way without the consciousness of the physical body actually being affected. How's that for a mouthful?
You know, it makes absolute sense that the more stressed and depressed and angry that we become as society, we are going to have that escape. We are going to astral project and astral travel at nighttime more. I mean, I'm hearing it more from clients that, you know, they're calling me and going, all right, I need a dream interpretation. And by the time they get finished, and most often before they get finished, I said, well, that's not a dream. You were astral traveling. You know, where you were was a real place. And they
I have to interrupt you for just a second, Sharon, and this is not because of you. This is because I am getting a message right now, and I'm going to let people know to go ahead and call in if they have any questions. It doesn't have to be about the topic of the show, but I do feel one person's going to be calling in, and they're trying to decide, should I, or is this going to be embarrassing to me or not? That person, and I feel it's a female, and if you're shy about this, call in. We will be gentle with you. Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you like that, Sharon. Please continue.
Okay. No, kudos to you, because the last time you did that, the caller called in, and you were spot on. You had no idea that a caller was going to call in, and you did that very same thing. So, okay. I think that we're having to find ways to deal with it, you know, the best that we can. And anybody that knows me knows that I am not a holistic person. I don't eat organic. I'm not a vegetarian.
You and me are almost the same.
I know. But a coworker, colleague of mine had suggested hemp oil. And I'm like, okay, that sounds so foo-foo and 1970s. And I'm like, no. And they said it was from the cannabis plant. And I told my husband, I said, well, I'm going to try this hemp oil. And he's like, isn't that marijuana? I'm like, you can't take that. It's marijuana. I was like, no, it's from the plant that is, you know, that marijuana is made from, but it's not marijuana, and it's legal. It's sold.
They've removed the Maui Waui out of it.
I know. But I'm like, you know what? I get on the phone with my mom, and I said, I'm going to try this hemp oil. She's like, oh, I want to try a bottle. So we both tried a bottle, and I've noticed that I can focus more. And anybody that knows me, because I'm a medium and a psychic and intuitive, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it never shuts off, that I have trouble focusing. And I am focusing so much better. So I'd like to bring to light more about, you know, the therapeutic, you know, things that hemp oil can do. Okay. You know, something like releasing the toxic emotions. I mean, what are some ways that you feel that people could release?
All right. You're right. What are the tools that we can give people? Number one, the biggest one. In Germany, the word is Geduld. And what that means is patience. You need to realize, don't give in to impatience. Calm yourself down. You can do that by force. You can stop and think of, why am I being so impatient? You're at the grocery store in line, you're waiting to get your drink. Why are you so impatient to get home? In such a rush. Why do you need to push that line so fast forward? What is so important? Unless you have a medical emergency, nothing. If you're in a rush to get home, you should have left for the grocery store a hell of a lot earlier. And the second thing is, and this one is important, because this one is worldwide. In your car, back off. Don't get on the other person's tail trying to get them to go faster. I'm not talking about road rage, because you're not raging. Just back off. Have patience. And here we go with the next break. We will be back in just a moment with the Sharon and Matthew Psychic Show. And this show is about how to deal with the anger today. Talk to you soon.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. Sharon and Matthew are back. We're talking about, excuse me, I got something caught in my throat. We're talking about...
It's called the tongue.
I know. I'm like, But we are, we're covering, we can only cover just a little bit, but all of these negative emotions that we're feeling today, overwhelmed and crying and angry and stressed, and you know, we've spoken a little bit about what's causing it, but we're here to help you find some ways to, you know, it's not going to go away. You know, I don't think things are going to get much better, but we can, there's ways that we can manage them. And before we went to break, Matt, you were talking about...
I was talking about driving cars these days and how fast people think they should be going and how closely they get together. Do you know that I would guesstimate that 90% of the people driving in cars right now break almost every single law when it comes to the rules of driving these days? I bet you that's how many break the laws and they don't even care or they don't pay attention. Backing off of the car in front of you is the one thing I would suggest. The rest of it is time management. But don't, when, once you put yourself in the position where you're so in a rush because you're so focused on something else that you need to do, when you're not in that moment, you wind up pushing yourself to the next car in front of you. Back off. Give them room. They're going to drive the speed they're going to drive. Just because you want to get around them, you really aren't saving any time. If you look at the clock, it's been proven. By speeding, you barely save any time. So that's just another way. Back off to give yourself less stress. And the other thing I would say is really don't pay attention to the headlines in media, because it's their job to get you to look at them. If you want to read about the media, fine, but do it at a time when you're relaxed, not when you need an emotional high if it's going to be negative or positive. And that's basically the biggest thing that I would look at for this radio show. It's just some short ones right there. Don't look for the instant satisfaction that everybody is so used to now. It's part of the normal life. That's not how it should work. And I myself, I myself don't even get involved in a lot of the people's lives around me, because I look for people that are not dramatic. I look for the ones that are relaxed, that like to have a nice conversation, not about the drama lately, but more about interesting things. So that's my input. Sharon?
Yeah, you know, and we all have different ways of dealing with this. You know, when I get really stressed out, I watch Little House on the Prairie. And I'll be watching, and I'm like, man, I want to go back to Little House on the Prairie and sit at the table with Ma and Pa and Carrie and Mary. And I want to be thankful for the sugar that we can afford on the blackberries that we walk 5 miles to pick.
You know, true.
So
very true.
I kind of take myself, you know, back in time a little bit. And I think about 5 years ago, I did a prediction that we would have these ways of cocooning ourselves. And I still see this coming. But we're going to have simulated wombs where we can kind of crawl into and hear a heartbeat and hear the amniotic fluid rushing around to kind of bring us, reground ourselves back to when we did feel safe. And I, you know, I'm on Facebook, and you know how these ads and people post things about, you know, very bizarre things that we use to cope. And I'm like, holy moly, there's this cocoon, and I think it's in Japan or China, I'm not sure, but there's classes, and it's where they wrap you up simulating being in the mother's womb. And they have kids doing it, they have adults doing it. I think it's like $25, you know, for an hour. But they wrap you up and you stay there, and then at the end of it, they unwrap you.
And what pops out?
I know. It's like, you know, how do you feel when you come out? It's like, are you more in shock? It's like, oh my God, I'm back out in the real world and I don't like this. Write me back up. But
how do you go?
I see those things being marketed and I'm like, you know what, why didn't I invent that? If I saw this coming 5 years ago, why didn't I do that? And it's like, and then I heard, Sharon, you're not supposed to. You're the messenger. You're not supposed
to
invent
things. You
know what? Things.
This is, you have just stumbled across something that has nothing to do with the show, but it's because I'm just letting you know, you stumbled across something that it came into my mind. There is a power within the human capability which is beyond what people of the normal process of thinking would know about. Human beings have the power of two items that I've now discovered. Number one, communication. When two people are very relaxed and they know each other well, almost to the point where they can finish each other's thoughts, but not completely, do you know that these people may not admit it, but they actually have the ability to telepathically communicate with each other because of that closeness of bonding between human beings? We actually have the ability to communicate when we're born. We can telepathically communicate with others. How do you think the bond with the mother and the child? How do you think they know each other, something's going on when they're born? That's an amazing ability. The second part is, as we are able to do this, we are actually able to send our abilities out into space and come back with an experience. And Sharon, you have done this many, many, many times. And this might be on the next show as well, is the extraterrestrial experience. What have you done? Where have you gone that you think might just be a dream? And it's actually reality. You went someplace, not just an astral plane, but in a higher dimensions, to places where you're like, what is this place? How did I get here? Those are two things that just popped into my mind from what you just said about the cocoon.
We have talked about this, and I think that would be a great show topic, because I've told you about some places that I have been that I know weren't a dream, that I did while I was, you know, meditating. And
plus, it's
purposely
funny as hell too.
I think
I was a gigantic 6-foot blue rat in one of my dreams. How the hell that happened?
So, but you know, they're not really dreams. So we are having this blur of kind of where we are in this, you know, negative based society. There's either a lot of negative things happen, or there's a lot of positive. There's a lot of miracles, and we crave, you know, we want happiness, we want peace, we want the good stories. We just have to go and find them. They're not going to come to us. And just a few things that I teach clients on: releasing the negative emotions, you know, when they can't do anything about it and they don't have the power to make any changes. You know, writing down, take a good old-fashioned piece of paper and a pencil and write down what your fear, what are you afraid of, what are you sad about, what are you angry about, what are you depressed about, and write them down separately and burn them. You know, burning releases is a
in
form
a safe
of
way, of course. We don't want you to
in
burn
a,
yourself.
No, but, you know, throw it in the fireplace or throw it into a metal pan, let it burn out. But just as writing, which we don't do anymore, is an exchange of energy. It's a release of energy. You know, when we write
a word.
No, writing, WRITING.
Sorry. You mean, in other words, like authoring a book or something, you actually do some writing, like a diary.
Yeah, or just a piece of paper, and it's like, I'm afraid of this, you know, and you write it down, and you burn that piece of paper, releasing it back to the universe. And when you've gone through all of the things that you feel you're miserable about, once you burn that, release it back, then I teach you how to surround yourself with the divine white light circling from front to back, side to side, and then with a, on top of the white light, a gold light in the same way, front to back, side to side, and then outwardly facing. I just heard another male voice go stop, and I know that that was captured. You did not hear that?
Not a word. No, I'm sorry. But I will tell you one thing, Sharon, is that I think we're coming up on the near the end of the show, and I think what we might want to do is start talking about just how people can get a hold of us and what to expect.
Okay. All right. Well, whoever said stop, stop me at a good time. Okay. I mean, you just got to laugh. I mean, two mediums on a radio show. I'm going to have somebody, a male, come in and go, stop.
That's too funny.
Okay.
But all right. I want to say thank you, Sharon, for what you, because I think the idea of talking about this is relevant, because sometimes people don't really want to talk about it simply because it's like, okay, well, it's here. We have to deal with it. We have to accept it. That's not always the case. Sometimes we can actually say, let's look at it, but in a friendly way, and say, let's try to fix it. We are here together, and we are not all alone. And that's something people should know. You have people that do understand and will sit down and will appreciate and respect you. And that's something that this radio show is, in theory, about. We are here for you. You know.
Amen. You know, we are not, we don't have all the answers. You know, we're tools, we're messengers, and we're teachers. And a lot of what we have personally gone through, what we have our clients go through, that's all that we can use to help you.
Very
and
true.
So if it's just simple techniques of releasing those emotions that you're feeling and taking
and not being afraid to say them out loud.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm angry. Why? Because I didn't have a romantic, you know, a romantic evening with somebody. I didn't have a physical evening of romance. Well, okay, tell me that, and I'm going to react by saying, I'm sorry, but what were you hoping for? Not, really? What kind of romance? What did you want to try to do? I'm not going to ask dumb questions. I'm going to ask you what's your hope, what's your intention for yourself? That's what people want to learn. And how to get a hold of Sharon. Sharon, how do people get a hold of you?
Through my website at SharonPugh.com or SouthernStyleMedium.com, same website. If you want to book an instant, immediate reading, go to Shea Parker's Best American Psychics or Bob Olson Best Psychic Directory. And I'm also now featured on Click My Psychic Facebook, Sharon Pugh. Just find me under Sharon Pugh. I'm the one with the big hair. You'll see me. Send me a friend request and or send me a message and let me know how I can help you. Or Matt, take it away.
Okay, so for me, you're going to reach me by psychicmatthew.com, or you can reach me through clickmypsychic.com. Or the last one is through bestpsychicdirectory.com. And if you are a psychic, medium, or tarot reader, or metaphysical worker, please feel free to come over and apply to be listed on clickmypsychic.com. It's very easy to do, and it'll be private, and I will change whatever you want, whenever you want. It's for free. I just want to make sure that people get to be listed on a site that's going to get a lot of attention, and they don't have to pay a lot of money to do it. Any money, in fact. So that is just my thoughts, and we are almost out of time. So is there any closing thoughts, Sharon?
You know, just that you know that if you are feeling very anxious, if you find that getting on Facebook, you know, you have anxiety or depression, or you're finding that you're getting angry at people's posts, back away from it. You know, disconnect. Have a day. We fast when we eat. You know, fast with technology. Take
amen to that one. I like that one.
Yeah, and you know, take mental breaks where you just sit and do nothing. You don't think about anything that you have to do at that moment. You know, sometime this summer, you know, myself, I'm going to be going to a cabin that does not have Wi-Fi. It doesn't have, a phone service, because I want to go somewhere where I have no access to the internet. I have no access to, you know, computers. So those are just ways, to deal with what's going on. I hope we helped you, and come back next week.
All right. Amen to that. Talk to you folks next week. Take care now. Bye.